Can I immediately, Dave Harrigan, venture out of my lane? First of all, welcome back. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Chad.
For a day. For a day, Dave's out. But Dave's out for a valid reason. Tomorrow. We'll get to that in a second. I think we need the open. I think we need that. They're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Don't you think that'd be a nice part of the open? I know I'm not supposed to go there. You know, don't question Scorsese. Don't tell De Niro how to act. Don't venture near the opens with Dave Harrigan. I'm just a suggestion.
It's not a bad suggestion, and I hear where you're coming from. To put that in, I got to get rid of Tic Tac.
Yeah,
Tic Tac. And you like Tic Tac so much.
I love
Tic Tac. This is Tic Tac. This is Tic Tac.
That's true.
So you got to tell me.
Yeah.
If you're at some point tired of Tic Tac, we can make that move. But I'm not tired of Tic Tac yet.
I think you have a rotation. No. And occasionally it's Tic Tac. And occasionally they're eating the pets.
No.
They're eating the duck. No.
Can't do the rotation. We got to make a move. We got to stick with it.
You can't go back?
No. Once something out, it's out.
Is that how you are in life? Once you make a decision, boom, are you a never go back person? Because I'm a ruminator. I will review a lot of decisions.
You're not a stick to your guns kind of guy?
Well, you know me.
You just kind of waffle. You just wave in the wind. You billow. I can go this way or that. I don't really care.
I billow or willow?
You billow.
Billow? Yeah. Well, you know me with flexibility. Always open to a lot of suggestions. I make the decisions, but then I sometimes think about them. Once you make a decision, you're done. You never consider it again.
I think that's the difference between you and me. You said you make the decisions and you think about them. I think about them and then make the decision. I ruminate before I pull the trigger.
So you're saying I just make the decision.
You're a shoot first, think later kind of guy.
Occasionally. There's one individual who is in my sights, doesn't know it yet, and I'm prepared to shoot first with this individual.
Oh, tell me
more. Ventured into some legal issues. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need more of this.
May involve the well-known relative. Okay.
Oh, well, please keep going.
Someone may have been taking advantage of some relative, and I'm not happy about it. I am not happy, but we may be talking about that at some point. So you're back for a day.
A day.
And then, but you have dog duty tomorrow.
And I don't like to call it dog duty. Sounds like something else.
Well, but you're loving up your dog.
Yes.
Right?
Picking up his duty. Yes, we are taking the dog who's about the same age as
Charlie.
Charlie's 13, 13 and a half.
Go ahead, say your dog's name.
Dylan.
Dylan. Excellent name.
Thank you very much. He's going to...
I knew you were waiting for my approval.
Thank God we got it. We've been waiting all this time. All this time. Finally. Woo, buddy, you've made it. He's getting old. He's been slowing down more significantly in the last couple months.
Yep.
And so my wife's got a good friend who's a vet, and she said, hey, she's heard good things about this spot that does, I guess, physical therapy for dogs.
Yeah.
So we're taking him for a consultation tomorrow, and it was either you take him tomorrow or November. So
I'm 100%.
We're in.
I'm glad you're doing that. I can assure you the Adam Giordano show would not do that.
Oh, absolutely. The Adam Giordano show, the Jason DeRusha broadcast, none of them.
We have a lot of dog haters this stage. I don't know where Vanita stands. I don't know where Henry stands. But DeRusha,
I think they're both pro dog, pro poop.
I'm guessing both are because they're decent individuals. DeRusha, it's firmly established. He doesn't care for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we say this, he'll go to Instagram or he'll go to Twitter and he'll post a picture of himself with a dog.
Yes.
And then if you see the next picture, he's like tossing the dog aside. Adam and Giordana basically said if their pet was injured recently, they wouldn't spend a penny trying to help out the pet.
And for Giordana, I believe that's true about her children, too.
I mean, you listen to Giordana talk about her kids. She loves them now, but until they were 10, utter disdain for these children.
I assume they never got chicken pox as a kid because they never would have made it out of that.
No way. No way. I mean, so I, as a lover of pets and a lover of children, I mean, shockingly, we love dogs and we love kids. I didn't realize, though, we were outliers. And Darusha never took his kids to see fireworks once.
Not once.
You can't love your kids. Even I, a man who has disdain for fireworks, the process. I did it about 50 times.
Here's the thing, Sam. If you just step outside, you can hear them. That's good enough.
That's what he basically said.
Yeah.
I'm sure they went out on the patio, not the new sponsor patio, but the old patio. He listened as the fireworks are going off, and he's got a backyard filled with trees.
Yes. Yes.
You can't see him, Sam and Seth. Listen.
You can hear him.
Listen maybe to the other parents who are driving their kids. You hear those cars going? That's parents taking their kids to fireworks. Yeah. Okay, so what are we looking for tomorrow for Dylan? What would be, what is the issue with Dylan? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, the issue is mostly his back legs. Just it certainly seems like they've atrophied. He's lost a lot of strength back there. So we've been, you know, doing a couple things with him, just, you know, puppy push-ups as they call, and, you know, the other idea is to have him basically eat his food at the bottom of the stairs so the food's up like three steps up, so he's got to, you know, use his back end to, you know, stay up there while
he's eating. Will that help me keep my back end tight, too?
Probably not.
Yeah?
I think that's a lost cause. But we're just looking for some more ideas, if it's continued therapy or just things we can do at home.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, just a consult, and because we're under the assumption that it's also kind of a neurological thing with him where his, you know, the things aren't firing so well from the back as they are all the way to his brain. So see what we can do.
Charlie's closing in at 14. He's struggling a lot of those areas too. His hips are just a disaster.
Yeah.
He has replacement ACLs. My budget was unlimited.
Dr. James Andrews.
Tommy John himself
wow.
performed the surgery. Not the Tommy John surgery. Tommy John himself showed.
This is my surgery.
Yeah, showed I can now help dogs. I would do anything for him, but, you know, his hearing is gone pretty much. Vision, struggle. Kathleen is traveling right now. So Charlie, who's 13 and three quarters, coming up on 14, and Gates, Hunter's new dog, 6 months. We were on him. What a combo that is. Because Gates at 6 months has energy oozing out of every... Does a dog have pores?
I think so.
Yeah, every pore, they should. How are your pores right now?
My pores are very solid.
I think my pores are excellent right
now. Dogs don't sweat much, but maybe out of their feet. I bet they got some feet pores.
Where do dogs sweat? 651-461-9226. But you see them together, but then sometimes Gates is too feisty.
Yeah. Charlie gives him the look.
We'll bark, bump into him, then say, where can I go where this little brat will not be around? At times they love each other. Other times, get this little, let's go with this phrase, nincompoop away from me. Poop, dog, you know.
Very good.
But I get it. The dogs are unhumans. But when you love a dog and a dog is near the end, and hopefully near means 2, 3, 4, 5 years for both Dylan and Charlie, it's hard. It is hard. And I mean this in all sincerity. I hope you have a fantastic appointment because we are so incredibly lucky to have the dogs we love in our life.
We are.
I mean, amazingly lucky.
He's been the best.
A little bat text talk if you want to chime in on the dogs. And also we're going to get an update on Dave's trip. Ask Adam anything, bottom of the hour. Corey Provis on the worst loss of the season last night. They had everything lined up. You got Pedro. Pedro. You got Pablo. Be nice if I... Do they have a Pedro on the team? They don't. They have Pablo lined up, and Pablo's has an ERA since the All-Star game below 2. And he was very good until the 7th. I do want, because I heard a lot of he was great last night. I don't think so. If he's your ace, I want him giving me 7, and he couldn't get through the 7. It's not like it was a bad outing. Don't get me wrong. And then Jax comes in and is electric at first. Four pitches, boom, gets out of a bad, bad jam. Then they bring him back, and the two-run homer. He's been their best player all year, not even a debate. And he didn't get it done. They got the big three back in the lineup, and they now have a one-and-a-half-game lead to stay in the playoffs. They are clinging to the playoffs as they're not playing well. We're going to get to Amazon. We're going to get to Instagram. We're going to get to more on the Trump assassination. A lot to get to. We are the home of the Twins. Pregame at 5. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830, WCCO. Was that time to our conversation about the Pooches?
Worked out well, didn't it?
It did.
Wasn't the plan.
Yeah, we don't coordinate.
No.
That's not my lane. I've been told to stay out of it many times. What is our music theme today, Dave?
You're hearing a little Jane's Addiction right now.
That's sweet.
Nasty little breakup they have. It's not good when the lead singer punches the guitarist in the middle of a concert.
But I did say yesterday, an overrated and underrated, properly rated. If it's later in the show and you get this extra show, I'd be in favor of it.
Yeah, if you hear the hits.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear from them. We'll hear from REO Speedwagon, who said they're done after their current tour.
We honestly have to hear from REO Speedwagon.
You do have to hear
they
because the theme
are right with Journey for me.
Is bands that had messy breakups.
Oh, my God. Can we just say REO Speedwagon had a bad breakup?
Oh, no, because we're going to have to roll with the changes pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh. Awful. A lot of people defending the bats and the amount of mosquitoes they eat. I don't want more mosquitoes. We ate out yesterday, la-di-da, at a restaurant. And where we were, there were a lot of mosquitoes. And it looked like to me that the other tables were not dealing with the mosquitoes as much as us.
Hmm.
And so a guy comes by and says, how's the food? I go, it's great. It was great food. Anything we can do? I said, anything we can do about the mosquitoes? I go, probably not, but I just thought I'd ask. He goes, I have an idea. Then came back and said, turns out I can't try that. What could that have been?
Maybe he wanted to release the bats on the patio.
I'm not sure. It was, I don't know, it was about 6:30. I want bats flying around me while I'm having my food. What else could it have been? That's what he said. Turns out I can't try that.
Get a fogger out.
Yeah, I don't want that with our food
either.
Giant fly swatter.
Look, I get that bats probably help with the mosquito, but how many towns are around here, you know, the DNR, whatever, they're spraying for mosquitoes anyway. All right, if the bats were any good at their job, we wouldn't have to spray for the mosquitoes.
This texture is would fit in right with the show. Bats kill like 20,000 mosquitoes per hour. That's impressive. Wow. That's a busy bat right there. Josh Wheeler, excellent line. Minnesota Twins, also anti-bats.
Wow.
Very good, Josh. Wow. Very funny. My daughter had a bat flying around in her bedroom. Had to get rabies shots because you can't tell if you may have been bitten in your sleep.
Ah.
Oh, my God. Let me say, as an insomniac who's going through it right now bad, I would be able to tell. Do you think you could sleep through a bat biting you?
Seems like it would hurt.
Seems
like it would wake you up.
I mean, I think I could tell the difference between a significant other, little something about to take place, and a bat.
Well, hopefully the bat's not getting you where the something is going to take place.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, man. If it wasn't for spiders and bats, the world would be overrun with insects. Be a bad world. Do you stand on spiders?
I'm not afraid of them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. If I see them around the house, they don't hang out around the house very much longer.
Yep.
I'm more pro Batman than Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man. Kind of annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. For Dave, what breed of dog? I suggest you look into cold laser therapy and a pet chiropractor. So that is a pretty big business out there now. I don't know much about the cold laser therapy for dogs. But I'm a defender of chiropractors.
Okay.
Fully believe in it. I think it gets harder later in life with your dogs, because some of these issues, like you said, are neurological. Well, they just atrophied so much. But when dogs are younger and the possibility of chiropractic work, I think probably too many of us don't look at that as a possibility to help out our dogs.
Didn't even consider it. I didn't really even know chiropractic work for pets was a thing for dogs.
Dogs have two types of sweat glands. They're primarily located in their paw pads and their nose. These glands are similar to human sweat glands and produce a small amount of sweat when a dog is hot or nervous, according to a seemingly a very informed text.
Sounds good. I knew they had the sweat glands in their pads. I didn't know about the nose.
Somebody is asking about against Batman. Carter, where do you stand? I just think he's not that super.
Well, he doesn't have the superpowers, but that's what makes him a very superhero. He can do it all with brains and muscle and gadgets. And Alfred. Alfred helps.
I think Alfred carries him. Yes or no, does Alfred carry Batman, Adam Carter?
No. Batman's Batman because he's a he's a troubled guy, too. You know, Superman, like, everybody loves the hero, but Batman's got a little, you know, he's a little sketch.
He's got a past.
We don't think Clark Kent is troubled also?
No.
Or is he just dull?
Clark Kent is Silver Spoon superhero.
That's right.
Shows up on Earth with all the powers.
But Bruce Wayne, you know, he's an everyman.
Only Bats are texting in with positive bat information. Very good. Oh, somebody says the only good REO was Nine Lives and Riding the Storm Out. Oh, please, for the love of God, you're not.
We could play them all.
No.
Riding the Storm Out.
Alfred is the heart of the whole operation. Batman doesn't have powers. He's just a fanboy. That nailed it right there. Batman is coasting off Alfred, who creates everything. The amount of knowledge from the texters on bats is very impressive. Bats' teeth are very tiny and sharp, so you won't be awakened by bite. It's Minnesota Health Department's protocol to be safe and get the shots.
Remember Kieran's child? Remember they found the bat in his kid's room and they didn't know?
Yeah. And then you killed a bat here.
With the putter, with the flat stick.
Go Texas ahead.
Set you up for that.
I already did it. I already did it.
By the way, that the Goose Show at the Armory Saturday, there was one, maybe two bats flying around. It was cool. But that...
Cool? No. Why is that cool?
We thought maybe, you know...
How cool would it have been if it flew down...
It kind of swooped like into the VIP area a couple times too,
where you were.
Where I was, of course.
I mean, seriously, the rest of us, the rabble.
It was $10 more than the main floor.
Yeah,
but yeah, we thought like, what if it bit someone, and then it was like a 28 days situation where everybody in the concert like would become infected, then turned loose onto the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah, sounds like he's excited about this possibility.
Yeah, cool story.
Yeah, good luck to you if you're going to Iceland with him. 33 past 12, ask Adam anything, bat lover Adam Carter. What do you got? 651-461-9226. Among the topics you and Jordana discuss, Amazon going 5 days a week, we'll get to that later in the show. There are many reasons to debate this. I missed this until I saw Nick Halter tweet about an hour ago. The Forum office buildings, they were sold in 2019, Adam Carter, for $73.7 million. They were sold last week for $6.5 million.
Ouch!
Once again, sold in 2019 for $73.7 million. 5 years later, $6.5 million. I'm glad the three of us were not a part of the group.
I think now's the time to get in on those office towers if you're in the market.
Oh my God.
Pounce now.
Should we call Jacob Fry and see how he wants to defend this one? Wow. That is...
Well, you've heard the story about how the one across the street, they're talking about tearing it down, right?
I have heard that. That's a gorgeous building.
A gorgeous building. And what is it?
What are they going to put instead?
25 years old? 30 years old, maybe?
Maybe, right? Have you heard what they would put instead? How about a giant new WCCO radio right next door?
I'm all for it.
I would love for us to go into one of these newish buildings where they're looking
yes.
for tenants, and we pay a little, but also they get WCCO radio.
Yeah.
Right? Because I still would like to stay downtown. You still would like to, unless it would be like a block from me in Rosemount.
Apple Valley would be cool, but short
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
You but know, it'd be nice to be in a building with a you know a parking ramp underneath where we'd get a few spots. That'd be nice.
Be nice to be in a building where it wasn't 97 degrees yeah. yesterday. You know?
Correct.
But
or like 30 degrees.
Yeah. Tomorrow it might be 30 degrees. This transformation and how it works or doesn't work in downtowns all across America and probably the globe is going to be fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't either.
Right? You know, you can sit there and say, well, we're going to turn a lot of these into residential areas. Well, some of them don't have the plumbing to make that work at all.
Right.
You sort of, if you have a condo or an apartment, you'd like to have a bathroom.
Go back to communal bathrooms.
Dave,
you got to go down to the first floor
and wait for it to shower.
With your shower caddy, you know, like waiting.
Dave, you pay, I don't know, $400,000 for the new condo.
Like the old dorm rooms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One problem. You don't have a bathroom.
Yeah, you just get your shower shoes. Outhouse and a hose, I'm fine.
Get a bucket.
It's fine. And your location. You can't beat the yeah, location.
Right? How many people have shower shoes? Do you have shower shoes at the house?
I don't have shower shoes.
Dave, no. Shower shoes?
No, I gave up on those long ago.
No, I don't think I ever had shower shoes. You know?
I probably had them in college, but I don't.
Yeah. Where do you stand on you go to a nice restaurant? And you bring a bottle of wine.
I'm trying to think if I've done that. No, I had this as a topic one time because we were at a restaurant with a pretty good wine selection, and people brought a bottle, and they sat, and then the bartender like broke the cork.
Ooh.
And it was
intentionally?
No. And
or he was acting. Yeah,
he had to finagle it to get it out. And I was just thinking. Really? I mean, there's plenty of decent wines here.
I vote no.
I vote no, too, because if you're going to a nice restaurant, they've probably got a halfway decent wine selection.
Yeah.
And you get a nice bottle of wine, enjoy it at home.
Okay. Where's the line? Okay. Can I go to a nice restaurant and say, hey, we brought our own dessert?
Yeah. I brought my own steak. Can you fry this up for me, please?
You know, we prepared the steak. We like, you know, we really like, we love your Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
So we brought steak. We brought wine.
Yeah.
And we brought some banana cream pie.
Yeah.
We just want the atmosphere and some green beans.
Right. It's not like you, like that bottle is, like if they offer the food that you like that would be a great pairing with the wine, I assume they're going to have the wine or something similar to it.
It's all similar.
What's that?
It's all similar.
Bologna. You want to admit, I finally, for his birthday, bought him a hoity-toity bottle of wine and basically some moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
You have not discussed this on air, right? I think we talked about it off air, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Would you like to admit that the nicer one was much, much better?
No.
It was not?
No, it wasn't. I told you. We had a taste test among about five of us, a blind taste test. And the winner for best tasting was the cheap wine.
Get rid of these people. I don't know what you have to do.
Do you ever decant your wines?
Sometimes. Normally, I just want it right there, though.
Yeah.
You know? I have the little contraption. How about you?
Yeah, I've got it. We did, when, I think it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's. No, I think it was Christmas Eve or Christmas. Yeah, I poured it in there. And
how long did you wait?
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm not that.
I
don't know the
difference. I like these good wine. I don't know.
In fairness, I'm leaving my hat to Dave. I don't think I know the difference.
Yeah. If I have
I don't think the bouquet, like, ooh. We waited just enough time.
I'm not sure if I have it at a half hour,
right.
Hour and a half.
Still tastes good.
I can identify where we are in the progression. Adam, do you love popovers? If so.
Oh, yeah.
From where? Someone's suggesting Renaissance Festival, Axel's. Where are you saying on popovers?
The restaurant I was talking about that had the folks brought the bottle of wine in was Jensen Supper Club in Eagan. They've got great popovers.
Popovers.
Yeah, Axel's has great popovers. They're great.
They kind of have a peak moment, though, right? I hot.
Kind of like you in high school.
Puffy. God, I was setting you up for the joke at your expense, and you beat me to it. What do you want on your, you want honey?
The butter. Honey? I mean, the butter that's, yeah, a little, like a little honey butter or.
Why don't we eliminate butter and have honey butter on everything?
Or garlic butter, too.
Garlic butter, Harrigan?
I'm pro garlic butter. Yes.
Yeah. Was it Timber Lodge Steakhouse where they'd give you the big loaf of bread with a garlic butter?
I think they'd do that. And
big knives, too. They had big knives at Timber Lodge Steakhouse.
Big knives. Yeah. Tough guy place.
Tough guy town.
Tough guy place. All right. We got plenty of texts coming in. Add to us where to get your popovers, you know? 47 past 12. A little sex talk with Carter, too, when we return for Ask Adam Anything on CCO. I detest this song.
Keep on rolling.
Roll with the changes.
You guys need help. That's the text for
you
sure.
You guys need help.
That's all true.
Sick puppy.
We don't get enough sick puppies.
He's one sick puppy. You are one sick puppy,
used to
buddy.
Get that a lot. First of all, restaurants mark wine three times the price of liquor stores.
Yes.
Maybe you prefer Boone's Farm. And bringing food into restaurants is a little different than a bottle of wine. Food is regulated by the health department. Okay. Couple things. You need help because I think you missed us joking about food.
Right.
And weren't being serious. And wine is an upcharge. Food is an upcharge. Forks and knives is an upcharge. And if it's the third bottle of wine, maybe a little Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Orange Hurricane.
People are touting the general store in Minnetonka that they have great popovers. Mm. That'd be pretty good. Adam, you can only pick one, knowing when you're going to die or knowing how you're going to die. Which is your selection?
Wow. I'm going with how. Because if you know how, it probably.
You just try to avoid it?
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you make an effort to try to avoid that? If it's, you know, obviously if it's cancer or
you're
something.
You're on a cruise ship and you drown.
Right, so I'm not. It's not like. Well, it's a Colette trip. I'm sure it won't be this one.
Yeah. Wait a second. Where is it?
Yeah.
It's the Sydney, Australia. Okay, I'm going to take the chance.
Because the learning the how might lead you to when, too.
Yeah, because haven't we talked about this before? Would we want to know when we're going to go? If Dave Harrigan was told, 88, you're dying at 88, would you want to know?
I think I would.
You?
I think I'd want to get in everything I want to do.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know either. What are the last couple months like? Now, maybe you're so sick you know it already, but what if it's then 66? Would you be more inclined to want to know if it's younger? So you'd quit this popsicle stand and say, I'm going to travel the world and do everything I can because I don't have the extra 20 years.
No, I feel like I'd only want to know if it was going to be older. Then tell me.
I'm just the opposite.
Really?
I think if, you know, they said you only got till 45.
Oof.
See you, Chad. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm with Dave, too. If you told me I'm 59, it was 65, and I thoroughly enjoy doing this show, and part of it is the two of you, I probably would want to do another year or so, but then I'd want to know and want to spend more time with my family. Among the topics you and Jordana discuss, Amazon going 5 days a week, we'll get to that later in the show. There are many reasons to debate this. I missed this until I saw Nick Halter tweet about an hour ago. The Forum office buildings, they were sold in 2019, Adam Carter, for $73.7 million. They were sold last week for $6.5 million.
Ouch!
Once again, sold in 2019 for $73.7 million. 5 years later, $6.5 million. I'm glad the three of us were not a part of the group.
I think now's the time to get in on those office towers if you're in the market.
Oh, my God.
Pounce now.
Should we call Jacob Fry and see how he wants to defend this one? Wow. That is...
Well, you've heard the story about how the one across the street, they're talking about tearing it down, right?
I have heard that. That's a gorgeous building.
Gorgeous building. And what is it?
What are they going to put instead?
25 years old? 30 years old, maybe?
Maybe, right? Have you heard what they would put instead? How about a giant new WCCO radio right next door?
I'm all for it.
I would love for us to go into one of these newish buildings where they're looking for tenants, and we pay a little, but also they get WCCO radio.
Yeah.
Right? Because I still would like to stay downtown. You still would like to, unless it would be like a block from me in Rosemount.
Apple Valley would be cool, but short of that.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to be in a building with a parking ramp underneath where we'd get a few spots. That'd be nice.
Be nice to be in a building where it wasn't 97 degrees yesterday. You know?
Correct.
But
or like 30 degrees.
Yeah. Tomorrow it might be 30 degrees. This transformation and how it works or doesn't work in downtowns all across America and probably the globe is going to be fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't either.
Right? You know, you can sit there and say, well, we're going to turn a lot of these into residential areas. Well, some of them don't have the plumbing to make that work at all.
Right.
You sort of, if you have a condo or an apartment, you'd like to have a bathroom.
Go back to communal bathrooms.
Dave,
you got to go down to the first floor and
wait for it to shower.
With your shower caddy, you know, like waiting.
Dave, you pay, I don't know, $400,000 for the new condo.
Like the old dorm rooms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One problem, you don't have a bathroom.
Yeah, you just get your shower shoes. Outhouse and a hose, I'm fine.
Get a bucket.
It's fine. Location. You can't beat the location.
Right? How many people have shower shoes? Do you have shower shoes at the house?
I don't have shower shoes.
Dave, shower shoes?
No, I gave up on those long ago.
No, I don't think I ever had shower shoes. You know?
I probably had them in college, but I don't.
Yeah. Where do you stand on you go to a nice restaurant and you bring a bottle of wine?
I'm trying to think if I've done that. No, I had this as a topic one time because we were at a restaurant with a pretty good wine selection and people brought a bottle and they sat, and then the bartender like broke the cork.
Ooh.
And it was
intentionally?
No. And
he was acting. Yeah.
He had to, you know, finagle it to get it out. And I was just thinking, really? I mean, there's plenty of decent wines here. I vote no. I vote no, too, because if you're going to a nice restaurant, they've probably got a halfway decent wine selection.
Yeah.
And you get a nice bottle of wine, enjoy it at home.
Okay. Where's the line? Okay. Can I go to a nice restaurant and say, hey, we brought our own dessert?
I brought my own steak. Can you fry this up for me, please?
You know, we prepared the steak. We love your Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
So we brought steak, we brought wine,
and
we brought some banana cream pie.
Yeah.
We just want the atmosphere and some green beans.
Right. It's not like you, like that bottle is, like if they offer the food that you like that would be a great pairing with the wine, I assume they're going to have the wine or something similar to it.
It's all similar.
What's that?
It's all similar.
Bologna. You want to admit, I finally, for his birthday, bought him a hoity-toity bottle of wine and basically some moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
You have not discussed this on air, right? I think we talked about it off air, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Would you like to admit that the nicer one was much, much better?
No.
It was not?
No, it wasn't. I told you. We had a taste test among about five of us, blind taste test. And the winner for best tasting was the cheap wine.
Get rid of these people. I don't know what you have to do.
Do you ever decant your wines?
Sometimes. Normally, I just want it right there, though.
Yeah.
You know? I have the little contraption. How about you?
I think it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's. No, I think it was Christmas Eve or Christmas. Yeah, I poured it in there. And
how long did you wait?
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm not that.
I
don't know the.
I like me some good wine. I don't know.
In fairness, I'm leaving my hat to Dave. I don't think I know the difference.
Yeah,
whether it's,
if I have,
I don't think the bouquet. Like, ooh, we waited just enough time.
I'm not sure if I have it at a half hour,
right?
Hour and a half.
Still tastes good.
I can identify where we are in the progression. Adam, do you love popovers? If so, from where? Someone suggesting Renaissance Festival, Axel's. Where are you standing on popovers?
The restaurant I was talking about that had the folks brought the bottle of wine in was Jensen Supper Club in Eagan. They've got great popovers.
Popovers.
Yeah, Axel's has great popovers. They're great.
They kind of have a peak moment, though, right? Hot.
Kind of like you in high school.
Puffy. God, I was setting you up for the joke at your expense, and you beat me to it. What do you want on your, you want honey?
The butter. Honey? I mean, the butter that's, yeah, a little, like a little honey butter or.
Why don't we eliminate butter and have honey butter on everything?
Or garlic butter, too.
Garlic butter, Harrigan?
I'm pro garlic butter. Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Timber Lodge Steakhouse where they'd give you the big loaf of bread with the garlic butter?
I think they'd do that. And
big knives, too. They had big knives at Timber Lodge
Steakhouse. Big knives. Yeah. Tough guy place.
Tough guy town.
Tough guy place. All right. We got plenty of texts coming in. Add to us where to get your popovers, you know? 47 past 12. A little sex talk with Carter, too, when we return for Ask Adam Anything on CCO. I detest this song.
Keep on rolling.
Roll with the changes.
You guys need help. That's the text for
you
sure.
You guys need help.
That's all true.
Sick puppy.
We don't get enough sick puppies.
He's one sick puppy. You are one sick puppy,
used to
buddy.
Get that a lot. First of all, restaurants mark wine three times the price of liquor stores.
Yes.
Maybe you prefer Boone's Farm. And bringing food into restaurants is a little different than a bottle of wine. Food is regulated by the health department. Okay. Couple things. You need help because I think you missed us joking about food.
Right.
And weren't being serious. And wine is an upcharge. Food is an upcharge. Forks and knives is an upcharge. And if it's the third bottle of wine, maybe a little Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Orange Hurricane.
People are touting the general store in Minnetonka that they have great popovers. That'd be pretty good. Adam, you can only pick one. Knowing when you're going to die or knowing how you're going to die, which is your selection?
Wow. I'm going with how. Because if you know how, it probably.
You just try to avoid it?
Yeah. I mean, couldn't you make an effort to try to avoid that? If it's, you know, obviously if it's cancer or
you're
something.
You're on a cruise ship and you drown.
Right. I'm not. It's not like. Well, it's a Colette trip. I'm sure it won't be this one.
Yeah. Wait a second. Where is it?
Yeah.
It's in Sydney, Australia. Okay, I'm going to take the chance.
Because the learning the how might lead you to when, too.
Yeah, because haven't we talked about this before? Would we want to know when we're going to go? If Dave Harrigan was told, 88, you're dying at 88, would you want to know?
I think I would.
You?
I think I'd want to get in everything I want to do.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know either. What are the last couple months like? Now, maybe you're so sick you know it already. But what if it's then 66? Would you be more inclined to want to know if it's younger? So you'd quit this popsicle stand and say, I'm going to travel the world and do everything I can because I don't have the extra 20 years.
No, I feel like I'd only want to know if it was going to be older. Then tell me.
I'm just the opposite.
Really?
I think if, you know, they said you only got till 45.
Oof.
See you, Chad. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm with Dave, too. If you told me I'm 59, it was 65, and I thoroughly enjoy doing this show, and part of it is the two of you, I probably would want to do another year or so, but then I'd want to know and want to spend more time with my family and friends and all sorts of things. What is Adam's favorite restaurant in downtown Minneapolis?
Oh, Minneapolis. I'm not qualified enough to answer this, I don't think, because I haven't really...
There's a lot of things we opine on where we're not really qualified to answer.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't even been to some of the real...
Okay, what's your favorite place?
Probably if...
Well, your favorite place is O'Donovan's. That's where you've been the most, right?
Of course.
That's where you've hung out the most. But if OD's is out of the picture...
You know, like... Probably, honestly, and I'm like, I'm most consistent, and for, I mean, I like steakhouses, so like Murray's to me is a great restaurant.
Murray's is a great restaurant.
Like 112 Eatery.
112 Eatery is great.
But, you know, I've been to Spoon and Stable, and everybody's like, you know, obviously Spoon and Stable's up there, but I've only been like one time, so.
That would be my selection. I think Gavin does a spectacular job.
Right.
But I think Tim Murray and my father and I disagreed on a lot of stuff. Not on Murray.
No.
And the two of us have sat at the bar, what, four or five times?
Mm-hmm.
I think the changes they made with the bar maybe 15 years ago really improved it.
Right.
Yeah. And there's plenty of great places. By the way, there's plenty of just more casual,
absolutely
non-expensive places. All good options. All right. There's a survey about sex. The state ranked for being the most sexually satisfied in the country. What is your guess? 1 to 10, they went with 1's a total snooze, 10, they called it the Chad Hartman. No, they called it an earth-shattering
experience.
It's
got to be California, right?
Oklahoma at 6.792. Alaska came in last at 2.524. Adam Carter, 1 to 10, how sexually satisfied are you? 1 to 10. Jen's already given me her number.
I know.
Let me just say it's called Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah. I'm a 10.
You're a 10.
Yeah. I get enough. I get all I need. And actually suffered an injury the last time, but that's another matter.
Where?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that up to you.
Speculate. Thank you. Very humble opinion about himself and his
sexual... I'm just talking about my own...
He's the greatest lover ever. I think that's what he told us.
Well, I think he's...
In my own mind.
I think he's giving credit to Jen. I mean, she might be a 1.5.
Right.
Let's be clear. That was Dave calling Jen a 1.5.
No, I think he was saying she'd call me a 1.5.
I'm kidding. We already blew by one break. We blew by another. Should we go 50?
How about right about now?
Okay, we'll stop talking. I detest this song.
Keep on rolling.
Roll with the changes.
You guys need help. That's the text for
you
sure.
You guys need help.
That's all true.
Sick puppy.
We don't get enough sick puppies.
He's one sick puppy. You are one sick puppy,
used to
buddy.
I get that a lot. First of all, restaurants mark wine 3 times the price of liquor stores.
Yes.
Maybe you prefer Boone's Farm. And bringing food into a restaurant is a little different than a bottle of wine. Food is regulated by the health department. Okay. Couple things. You need help because I think you missed us joking about food.
Right.
And weren't being serious. And wine is an upcharge. Food is an upcharge. Forks and knives is an upcharge. And if it's the third bottle of wine, maybe a little Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Orange Hurricane.
People are touting the general store in Minnetonka that they have great popovers. Mm. That'd be pretty good. Adam, you can only pick one, knowing when you're going to die or knowing how you're going to die. Which is your selection?
Wow. I'm going with how. Because if you know how, it probably...
Try to avoid it?
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you make an effort to try to avoid that? If it's, you know, obviously if it's cancer or
you're
something.
You're on a cruise ship and you drown.
Right, so I'm not, it's not like, well, it's a Colette trip. I'm sure it won't be this one.
Yeah, wait a second. Where is it?
Yeah.
It's the Sydney, Australia. Okay, I'm going to take the chance.
Because the learning the how might lead you to when, too.
Yeah, because haven't we talked about this before? Would we want to know when we're going to go? If Dave Harrigan was told, 88, you're dying at 88, would you want to know?
I think I would.
You?
I think I'd want to get in everything I want to do.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know either. What are the last couple months like? Now, maybe you're so sick you know it already, but what if it's then 66? Would you be more inclined to want to know if it's younger? So you'd quit this popsicle stand and say, I'm going to travel the world and do everything I can because I don't have the extra 20 years.
No, I feel like I'd only want to know if it was going to be older. Then tell me.
I'm just the opposite.
Really?
I think if, you know, they said you only got till 45.
Oof.
See you, Chad. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm with Dave, too. If you told me I'm 59, it was 65, and I thoroughly enjoy doing this show, and part of it is the two of you, I would say I probably would want to do another year or so. But then I'd want to know and want to spend more time with my family and friends and all sorts of things. What is Adam's favorite restaurant in downtown Minneapolis?
Oh, Minneapolis. I'm not qualified enough to answer this, I don't think, because I haven't really.
There's a lot of things we opine on where we're not really qualified to answer.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't even been to some of the real.
Okay, what's your favorite place?
Probably.
Well, your favorite place is O'Donovan's. That's where you've been the most, right?
Of course.
That's where you've hung out the most. But if OD's is out of the picture.
You know, like, probably, honestly, and I'm like, I'm most consistent, and for, I mean, I like steakhouses. So, like, Murray's to me is a great restaurant.
Murray's is a great restaurant.
Like, 112 Eatery.
112 Eatery is
great. But, you know, I've been to Spoon and Stable, and everybody's like, you know, obviously Spoon and Stable's up there, but I've only been like one time, so.
That would be my selection. I think Gavin does a spectacular job.
Right.
But I think Tim Murray and my father and I disagreed on a lot of stuff. Not on Murray.
No.
And the two of us have sat at the bar, what, four or five times?
Mm-hmm.
I think the changes they made with the bar maybe 15 years ago really improved it.
Right.
Yeah. And there's plenty of great places. By the way, there's plenty of just more casual,
absolutely
non-expensive places. All good options. All right. There's a survey about sex. The state ranked for being the most sexually satisfied in the country. What is your guess? 1 to 10. They went with 1's a total snooze. 10. They called it the Chad Hartman. No, they called it an earth-shattering
experience.
It's
got to be California, right?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
At 6.792. Alaska came in last at 2.524. Adam Carter, 1 to 10. How sexually satisfied are you? 1 to 10. Jen's already given me her number.
I know.
Let me just say it's called Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah. I'm a 10.
You're a 10.
Yeah. I get enough. I get all I need. And actually suffered an injury the last time, but that's another matter.
Where?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that up to you.
Speculate. Thank you. Very humble opinion about himself and his
I'm just talking about my own.
He's the greatest lover ever. I think that's what he told us.
Well, I think he's
in my own mind.
I think he's giving credit to Jen. She might be a 1.5.
Right.
Let's be clear. That was Dave calling Jen a 1.5.
No, I think she'd call me a 1.5.
I'm kidding. We already blew by one break. We blew by another. Should we go 50?
How about right about now?
Okay, we'll stop talking.